Well. The biggest thing that came across my desk this week, 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. What now? That's not a big deal. That's not something to brag about, but that's a happy moment. I mean, you know, getting 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, it's no easy feat. Or is it feat? Anyhow, it's not an easy thing to do, is what I'm trying to say. And, I think the big contributing factor for it was the Book of Enoch. So what am I doing? When I hit 200 subscribers, I went out, I was in Hong Kong and I bought a microphone. And since then, I think that the microphone is broken. What's happening here is I will be buying a new iPhone. In fact, I don't have an old iPhone. I don't have an iPhone. I've been using Android. No, do you want to know my phone life story? I'll tell you my phone life story. My phone life story is that I'm in Taiwan and my first smartphone ever was an HTC Desire V. It had two SIM cards so I could manage two phone numbers with it, which there actually was a purpose for that, because I was trying to get a company started and I wanted the company to have a phone number and then something else to have a private phone number as well. For whatever reason, long story short, it was two phone companies and one of them got bureaucratic and annoying, so I just ended it. And I did two. You got to have a really good reason to have a dual phone number phone. Like, don't, for crying out, I'll just buy a second phone. Have one more gadget to let them stalk you or whatever you decide to be worried about. So it started out with an HTC. I'm in Taiwan. HTC is a Taiwan company. And the Desire in those days, I mean, HTC did a really great job. They were a hit. They were a thing. And so I enjoyed the phone, but they got really, really slow. So I got the flagship. My buddy gave me his HTC One. And I used that. And I enjoyed that for a while. Several years later, after they came out with the M8, which should have been called the Mate, but in Taiwan they call it the M8, or the M-Ba, because Ba is the number 8. Anyhow, so I got the HTC 10, which was the next big generation. So I had the main HTC phones. I had a Desire, and I had a 1, and I had a 10. And those were all the big ones at one point in time or another. The problem was HTC was all about design and not about quality manufacturing. Originally, HTC was the company that did the R&D for Taiwan or for Apple iPhones. The iPhone architecture inside the Apple phones was very much influenced by the same people that built HTC, because they were doing R&D for them. Well, somehow or another, HTC acquired Beats Audio. It was making lots of money. But they didn't want to keep doing R&D for other people. In so many words, HTC did not want to be someone else's BI itch. So the HTC is like, we want to design our own. We want to be a cool brand. We want to be like other nations. And okay, all right, Israel, Old Testament, get King Saul, you know. So I'm sitting there and I'm going, what's the HTC's hang up? They lost money, but they were making money on R&D contracts. And they were making money on Beats Audio. But then this thing that the Taiwanese hate their own phones, even though it's a Taiwanese company. So what's HTC's solution? They're going to sell their assets, Beats Audio and R&D. They sold Beats Audio to Apple. They sold R&D to Google. So all they had was a massive liability. Now, how does that make business sense? It neither makes sense nor dollars, if you ask me. Well, anyhow, so I got the HTC 10 a few years ago, and it was skateboarding that convinced me to go over to Apple. And, I'm sitting here, I'm at the skate park, and people are doing skateboard videos, and I'm like, just like, I want to make a video, someone says, and I'm like, okay. And they're like, no, I don't want that phone. And I'm like, what? That's an Android. I'm like, well, it's pretty fast. No, it's not. Doesn't compare to Apple. So I look at all the iPhone videos and I look at the Android videos of skateboarders, The iPhone videos, it's a perfect clean frame. You can do it in slow motion and it really works well. It looks like it was done super fast, even though it's just a normal phone. They can speed it up. Android phones, skateboarders just become a blur. So it was skateboarders that convinced me that the Apple hardware has the processors necessary to make decent videos. Well, there's another issue here too. As of the iPhone XR, yes, I'm a tech geek. As of the iPhone XR, one of my buddies here in Taiwan tells me that the XR got the new generation microphone. Did it did really? Of course, you know me. I'm here talking on my Blue Yeti. You can see here in the, it's a microphone. It's a condenser mic. Microphones are important. And the microphone was what I got in Hong Kong last time I was there, when YouTube hit 200 subscribers. And the microphone is what the iPhone XR got. So I haven't decided on which phone to get. I've got a few offers. People have made a few offers to me on a few different phones. I need to see what comes through and who keeps their offers standing. But as I'm looking, it's going to be one of the new iPhones because that's going to be my better microphone. Don't know if that makes sense or not. So 1,000 YouTube subscribers this week. I'm whoop-de-doo. No, I don't think I'm going to monetize. I actually looked into it and Google makes it annoying. I had a monetizing account and I can't log into it. And so it's like, okay, if Google wanted me to use the monetizing account, why'd they lock me out of it? And I think it was just some glitch when they're updating from old systems to new, because I'm an OG Gmail user, you know. Yeah, so that's it. That's it at my desk this week. 1,000 YouTube subscribers. And interestingly, I'm already in the process of getting an iPhone. Well, you know, the money came in for the new iPhone. And it's, of course, I'm going to do used. I'm not going to buy a new one with the bells and whistles. I'm going to buy a used one that's good for now anyway. I don't need the ultra new one. But I want to make skateboard videos and I want to do more stuff with YouTube, especially in Taiwan. So it's like the money came in about the same time that the results came in from YouTube subscriptions. And you know, there's a principle in that I'm watching play out, that we've got to be responsible with the small things and then the next bigger thing will arrive and we've got to be responsible with that. And interestingly, a buddy and I were going to go on a motorcycle ride this past weekend, but my motorcycle's been a bucket of bolts. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk about that. Basically, I decided that I needed to focus on getting the motorcycle in really good working condition. And I need to find a mechanic who knows what the heck he's doing. Because that's just difficult. But I think I'm actually going to elaborate on that in the Taiwan special. But I just emailed my buddy and I said, you know, it all fell through. Motorcycle broke at the last minute. I said, man, I need to find a good mechanic who's not going to break my motorcycle all the time. Like, the Taiwanese break each other's stuff all the time. Mechanics just don't tune stuff well. And I just need to find one that knows what he's doing. And they exist. They exist. The other good, happy thing that crossed my desk this week was I got a lot done on the Apache Nginx reverse proxy servers on Arch. I got the whole... I don't know if you follow this or not, but I've got the complete server working. The basic server's working. So I can create a mini web server and I can just automatically add a domain. I can automatically make that domain get its SSL certificates. I can automatically add subdomains and have places where those domains are hosted. And it even automates the DNS records. So I've got full control. Now I just need to get Nextcloud working and email working. And then I actually may be ready for a soft launch in for beta customers. There's a big, huge hurdle that I got over this week. Just a lot of little annoying stuff. It's really been a positive week. See you tomorrow.